Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Guys, you've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration, to inspire you, to make you question certain things that could be potentially holding you back. We gather here every Sunday to inspire. That is our intention, to align you with the wholeness of who you are, to remind you of your cosmic roots, and to remind you that you are unconditionally loved. Welcome to the Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. We have a very powerful show for you guys today. We are all a family in this world, planet Earth, community of Earth. Some people hate each other, some people love each other. But whether you like it or not, we're all interconnected. We are all a family. Today we're going to be reading out of a very profound book by a dear friend of mine who authored this book. It's called The World Is Yours, The Awakening, The Secrets Behind the Secret by Curtis Lee Thomas. In future shows, we're actually going to be having him here on the air. But today's show, I wanted to dive into a few specific topics that I found to be overwhelmingly powerful and resonate so deep with the show. First, before we get into the show, as we are all indeed family, LA Talk Radio has just recently lost one of our family members as well. And, you know, it's just, it's a dose of life. This has never happened, getting emotional in the air, but, you know, it really is, it's a lot of life to take in. You know, you see someone every day, and then just one day, they're not there, but we're all interconnected, and we will all always be interconnected. So, if that's cool with you guys, I'd like to just have a moment of silence. excuse me, I can't believe it's... Oh, there we go. Like to have a moment of silence for Guy Tao. On relevant music and muse and chords and vines. He will always be with us, and he will definitely be missed. He's a great guy. And he made a great impact on this world. So, yeah. That's... That's why today we're going to be talking about the world is yours. Why you should use every single day as an opportunity to seize the life that you have been blessed with. You know, it's really, we take so much for granted. We take so much for granted. It's crazy. You know, we wake up and we do things that we don't enjoy because we've set certain preconceived notions for ourselves, thinking that if we don't do these things, we're not going to be successful, or we're not going to be the person we wanted to become, or we're not going to fulfill some, you know, ego quota that we've told ourselves we need to fulfill. But at the end of the day, it really is up to us to seize the moment. Do what you love to do. Take your time. Choose wisely. Think positively. Give gratitude for everything in your life. Doesn't matter what it's for. Give gratitude for the shit that happens, because it teaches you so much about who you have the potential of becoming. And when you seize these opportunities, this is when you grab life by the horns. And you can, you know, plant the seeds to sow this garden that you've always wanted to sow. Metaphorically, living the life you've always wanted to live. Don't worry about the money. It's always going to be there. Don't stress. Count your blessings and, you know, focus on the things that you do have in your life. Focus on family. Focus on health. Focus on wellness. Focus on the wealth you do have. Just embody the greater you. Embody the greater version of you. So today, we're actually going to be talking about chapter 4 in the book, The World Is Yours, The Awakening Secrets Behind the Secret by Curtis Lee Thomas. Chapter 4, titled Imagination, The True Source of All Creation. So in this chapter, we're going to be diving into how using your imagination deliberately and focusing your thoughts in a powerful and sustained manner with sustainable momentum can truly make physical results in the world around you. So, you know, we wake up, we think that we like already have our days planned, or we don't have our days planned and we're looking for something to do, or we're, you know, wherever we are in life. Does it revolve around the question, am I enjoying myself in this moment? Do your actions and does your thought process revolve around, am I enjoying what I'm living and am I just settling? Or does it revolve around using your imagination, using the tools that you have available to you at all times, using the laws of the universe at your disposal to benefit you? Take advantage of them. They're there for you to take advantage of. So using your imagination is truly one of the most powerful tools in the cosmos that we have been blessed with to manipulate our reality in the tangible world. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Do you know who said that? Willy Wonka. He was a badass and he knew some stuff too. Believe it or not. Obviously, the character Willy Wonka. But his character was a wise man. You know, he owned this chocolate factory that provided joy to the people, gave them hope through the golden tickets. And then, of course, Charlie, here he comes from no money, but he has his family. And then all the other people that got the tickets, they have all this money, but they're grumpy. They're not satisfied. Where Charlie's satisfied. He's like, I got a ticket. Whatever happens. So there's no resistance. He's cool, right? I promise this loops around. So I guess, you know, Charlie had no resistance, and he had no problem allowing, visualizing, per se. You know, even in the movie, he says, oh, Grandpa, wouldn't that be great? He had no problem visualizing himself with a ticket, with a golden ticket, where all these other, you know, the people that got the golden tickets, they had to, they, you know, that one girl, she asked her dad to buy out all the boxes just to find it. Where that wasn't, you know, that wasn't really off of faith. That was more a numbers game, you know, where Charlie's like, let's just do it. Okay, well then Willy Wonka here, he says, there is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. He imagined this chocolate factory. Now, I understand once again that this is a fictional story, but there's power behind what Willy Wonka created, and the fact that Charlie ended up inheriting the chocolate factory, it just says everything about how to approach the things you want in life. Charlie didn't have resistance. He had no problem imagining for a moment, living what it was like, living the high life. Yes, there were some doubts from his family, but see, the purity came from Charlie. He said, hey, you never know. Okay, I'm going to go on. So as Albert Einstein said, the true sign of intelligence is not knowledge, but imagination. Imagination is powerful. Everything starts from an idea. We take that idea and imagine a situation coming to life in our minds before it actually happens. We create these emotions and capture the feeling of that scenario as if it is happening or has already happened. By doing this, our imagination activates the law of attraction. This is what I'm talking about when I just said, use the laws of the universe at your disposal. Use them, take them, take advantage of them. Do not take them for granted, although they will always be the laws of the universe, but take advantage of them. Take advantage of them. Use them to benefit you. That's what learning how to be in alignment with your reality, with your universe, is all about. When you learn to tune in, when you learn to align your energy, things come really effortlessly. Everything you want, because your nature, your natural state of being is unconditionally healthy, wealthy, wise, guided, provided for, taken care of in every way, shape, and form. The only thing that holds you back from receiving these things is your conditions that you put on yourself to receive them. You say, well, I have to go to school to get this. I will not allow myself to receive this until I do this and this and this and this and this. Once I've checked these things off my to-do list in life, then I will allow myself to receive this blessing. It's all well and good. You can do that, but you're just elongating the process. You can have everything you want right now. It's just a matter of allowing your imagination, your ability to visualize the things that you want, to be more powerful than the exterior experience. And I know that that's extremely difficult, but that's the test of the human experience. It's like, I mean, it's not a test. It's the blessing, you know, that's the lesson that we're here to mess with, to play with, to learn how to master, is how do we master our thoughts being more prominent, more powerful, our thoughts on focusing on the things that we wish to experience versus our thoughts on focusing on the shitty things that are around us. See, that then loops into the whole agenda to keep the vibration lower. Right, there is this agenda. Of course, there's this agenda over the masses. We're enslaved by, you know, a monetary system which steals its wealth from the people by debasing the value of the currency by inflating the money. And then it's not backed by anything. It's all numbers on a computer screen. It's all binary algorithms. But then we're slaving away. We're slaving away. We're slaving away. There's this intention to keep the vibe lower, to fear monger, to say, this is how much you have And that's all that is available to you. To say you have to jump through these hoops to get to where you want to be. That's what they want you to think. That's what the people that are, you know, manipulating the systems want you to think. Is that there's one world and it's happening to you. When that's actually not the case. According to quantum law. Quantum law states that it's all happening within you. And everything you experience is a projection of your consciousness. Is a holographic, basically a dense holographic match to what you are vibrationally emitting. Whether you want to get into the science of it or not, really what it comes down to is taking responsibility for the things that you experience in your life. Do not become a victim. You are not a victim to anything in this life, even though it seems like it. You get diagnosed with cancer. You say, I'm the victim. How could this happen to me? I am a good person. I only helped people. I only wanted the best for people. How could I get sick? Well, maybe you suppressed some stress. Maybe you suppressed some anger. Maybe you never came to terms with something that you've been holding on to as a child. Maybe you had some problems with your parents or problems with some siblings or something happened that you just never really let go of, and you just never really took the time to dig that deep. You know, we're never a victim. We are all receiving things and experiences that we're vibrational matches to. I know it's hard. It's intense because we don't want that much responsibility. It's intense because we're content being just one drop in the ocean. But see, that's not living your full potential. One drop in the ocean, you are the entire ocean in one drop. That's a quote by Rumi, by the way. I can't take credit for that. No, but this is really true stuff, guys. You know, if you feel like calling in, chatting about it, feel free to do so. 323-203-0815. If you just tuned in with us, you're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station, LA Talk Radio. We are talking about the imagination, the true source of all creation, using the imagination to create your reality. I heard a wonderful quote from a great speaker, Ralph Smart. You can check him out, Infinite Waters on YouTube. That's his YouTube channel. He has over 600,000 subscribers. He's totally all about high vibration lifestyle, health, wealth, happiness. What he says, he goes, I visualize to materialize. That's something he says. He goes, I visualize to materialize. And I'm thinking to myself, that's really cool. That's really cool. I visualize to materialize. So when you visualize with the intention of materializing, you are transcending your current vibration. You are moving your consciousness from one vibrational setting, which is the experience that you've been experiencing, to another vibrational setting, which is that of what you wish to experience. And as long as you maintain the momentum of feeling like you are already there, you're gonna have to move there. It's law. It's law. All right. So we create these emotions and capture the feeling of that scenario as if it is happening or has already happened. By doing this, our imagination activates the law of attraction. Our minds create a thought. Our thoughts create a spark in our imagination. Our imagination connects with our hearts. Then our hearts create intense emotions that match our thoughts, and boom! We've just ignited the most powerful force known to man, which is co-creation. Co-creation with the universe in which you are. Starts with an emotion. The emotion activates or the imagination activates the law of attraction. Our minds create a thought. The thoughts spark the imagination. The imagination connects with our hearts. Our hearts create an intense emotion and match our thoughts with other experiences that are a vibrational match to what we're thinking. The majority of people in the world do not know how powerful the human heart and mind really are. If the mind can conceive it and believe it, you can and will achieve it. That's all there is to it. If the mind can conceive it and believe it, you can and will achieve it. So right now, let's take 20 seconds on the clock. When I say go, and just visualize your perfect situation. Is it you sitting in your house in the middle of the mountains? Is it you sitting on the beach in, you know, whatever? Is it you with a big greenhouse farm? Is it you with the most beautiful, inspiring people in the world? Are you on an island with the greatest minds and the most compassionate people? What's your visualization? What's your greatest experience that you could ever wish experiencing on a day-to-day basis? Let's take 20 seconds on the clock, starting in 3, 2, 1. Visualize for 20 seconds. Hold that thought. Beautiful. Thank you. Almost 20 seconds. What did you visualize? If you feel like letting us know, you can email me, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Let me know what you visualized. I'm interested in what your dreams are. Maybe we can help each other make our dreams come true. Of course we can. Co-creation. Bah! Power of co-creation. There it is. So, take a minute, take a couple minutes a day and just close your eyes and just think of yourself exactly where you want to be. Feel the wind across your face. Feel yourself lounging on that chair, on the balcony of your beautiful home in the mountain overlooking the beach, with a greenhouse and a vineyard. And everyone, everywhere, loves you and loves what you contribute to the planet. No one sees any indifferences. Just feel like just feel that. Embody that world. Embody that emotion. Embody that feeling. Embody that knowing. And you will absolutely start moving towards manifesting it. So people don't even know their own power. Once again, if the mind can conceive and believe it, you can and will achieve it. This is merely creative visualization and the natural law of attraction coming together. To take what is only imaginary and make it come to life is a gift that everyone has. Now, if that's not true magic, then I don't know what is. In an interview on Oculus Radio with Bob Wright, he discusses collective imagination. He explains the significance of imagination and how to control it using the heart and emotions rather than just the mind. Wright explains that as adults, we have forgotten how to play and use our imaginations. We worry too much about work, survival, and the monotony of life instead of letting our imaginations create the life we want. It's exactly what we talk about here on the Vibe Station. I mean, that's what we're doing right now. We're talking about that on the Vibe Station. But that's the embodiment of what I'm talking about, folks. In school, we were told not to daydream and to get our heads out of the clouds. Wright states that this was the absolute worst advice that was ever given to us. This is where our power is. in the imagination. The very tools that help us co-create in this life are the same tools we were told not to use since adolescence. Now, isn't that a trip? I'm not even going to get into, you know, the potentialities behind why that wasn't taught in school. But what I will tell you is it sure as hell wasn't taught in school. If we had an elective to the elective of how to properly visualize the things that you wish to experience, imagine how awesome this world would be. Now, yeah, of course, you have your bratty kids that would want to visualize like beating up. And of course, you know, if they were to maintain that bratty attitude and never come to terms with themselves, it probably could turn into some destructive activities on those kids' parts. But once again, we live in a quantum universe, so they're only doing it to themselves. And as long as you're maintaining your high vibration, nothing can touch you. You know, a light worker, someone that works their light, someone that is deliberately creating their reality for the purpose of positivity is it's like public enemy number one. You know what I mean? Like, it's like we're taking the power back in the sense of reminding people how powerful they really are and then unifying and teaching the kids how to visualize. I know that when I have children, one of the first things I'm going to do, right, as soon as I can, is I'm going to teach them how to visualize a beautiful planet. I'm going to read them stories about an Earth where, you know, everything and everyone is in perfect alignment. I don't know exactly how that story is going to... I can't tell you the story right now, but I know it's going to come out. It's going to be great. There's going to be characters. Hey, maybe I'll write a book about it. But the point is, I'm going to be flooding my children's imaginations with the possibilities of beautification and abundance and health, wealth, happiness, well-being for all, helping other people, that giving is actually a greater form of receiving. It's, you know, these are the things we instill in our children's imaginations, and this is how we change the planet, guys. You know, this is how we find peace. This is how we stop corruption. We remind people of how beautiful they are, and then we tell them to use their imagination. That's it. If we reminded everyone how great they really are, how much they really have to offer, no one would have evil intent. The reason why people get evil is because they lose their connection with the light. They forget that their source is love. And they take excuses of life experiences. They take past life experiences and use them as excuses to be the victim, which gives them the quote-unquote right to be mean, to be evil. That's just what I believe. So I think that if people were to be told how beautiful they are, how great they are, what potential they have, sure, there's deeper to them. Don't let them eat you. You eat them up. Be like, I own you, experience. You gave me so much to learn about myself. You gave me so much opportunity to see more of who I am and who I can become. Really powerful stuff. A magical trip to La La Land. Here we go. Daydreaming is an altered state of consciousness that puts us in a euphoric haze, temporarily detaching all sensations from the physical body and allowing our mind to shift and drift into higher levels of consciousness. Daydreaming enables us to bilocate and teleport our consciousness into a higher frequency or a deeper thought, or into a higher realm that we create with pure subconscious thoughts and imagination. The same imagination that has been referred to as La La Land during our adolescent years is the same happy place you imagined in your mind's eye from time to time. This fundamental human feature was given consistent, reprimanding from our parents and school teachers, who told us to, quote, wake up and snap out of it, unquote. Whenever we got caught daydreaming, little did they know that we were exercising life's most powerful tool and manifesting with our thoughts through visualization and imagination. We were misled about the powers of this priceless gift, along with the knowledge of how to use it. This information was suppressed and humanity was deterred from utilizing this vital ability to create our own reality instead of accepting the one presented to us. It is now clear that this powerful tool of daydreaming is the motherboard for manifesting any life you choose for yourself. We all have this ability, rich or poor, to co-create the life we choose and not the life we were given. But why weren't we taught how to use these powerful tools of manifesting to our advantage? Could it be possible that these abilities were far too powerful, that it could potentially jeopardize someone's master plan of humankind actually, if humankind actually knew the powers they possessed? Who this someone is and what their master plan could possibly be will soon be revealed as you continue to read on. I highly suggest you guys pick up a copy of this book, The World Is Yours, The Awakening, Secrets Behind the Secret, by a dear brother of mine, Curtis Lee Thomas. You could check it out on Amazon, or you could just Google search The World Is Yours, The Awakening. It's going to come up. Really cool stuff. I wanted to take a brief interlude, just say, first of all, thank you to each and every one of you. If you have chosen to deliberately create your life, thank you. You know, this recent transition of our family member at LA Talk Radio, just threw a very powerful reminder in my lap that said, Dave, enjoy every moment you have here. And thank everybody around you that chooses to enjoy it for themselves as well. Because you are not only affecting yourself, but you're affecting the people around you. You're affecting me. You're affecting your family. You're affecting everyone. How you feel literally dictates who you are in this world. Don't use the excuses of your past to live a dense lifestyle. Free up, loosen up, baby. Loosen up, stretch, do some yoga. If you're not into yoga, go on a jog. Just stretch. Close your eyes, meditate. If you're not into closing your eyes and, you know, listening to some 432 hertz music or listening to some monks chanting or whatever, if you're not into that, play some music. Take a walk. Do anything that'll take your mind out of the density of, oh, I have to do this. I have to do this. I have to do this. Out of the very dense corridors of the consciousness that the ego has preset your neural nets to tell you that you have to live up to a certain standard. Because you don't. You just gotta learn how to be happy. You gotta learn how to visualize to materialize, as my brother Ralph Smart says. Visualize to materialize. You gotta learn how to focus your attention in a way that benefits yourself and humanity. Because if you're not, then you're just keeping yourself down, brothers and sisters. You're just holding yourself down. Be the greatest you. If you're trying to stop smoking, stop smoking. If you're trying to start exercising, get your ass up and start exercising. Whatever it takes, just do it. Life is too precious. Each and every moment is a blessing, to say the least. This is one of my favorite quotes in the history of mankind. Yesterday's history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift. For that is why it is called the present. Yo, listen and live by that shit on a daily basis. Because that is the type of momentum and the type of brain frequency vibration, the type of state of mind that will allow you to live the life you've always wanted to live through the power of visualization. Activate the power that's always been within you, that you suppressed, that you unknowingly, subconsciously suppressed because other people told you to suppress it. Let it go. Know that you are and you can be anything and everything you could ever want to imagine. It's time to start living the life of your dreams. It's time to stop finding excuses for why this isn't working, or why this isn't working, or why this isn't working, or, oh, well, that's just who I am. You know what? One of the things, and I really don't like to talk about what I can't, quote-unquote, can't stand in people, because, you know, that there's no good that we get in talking about what we can't stand in people. But one thing that I've never resonated with is when people say, well, that's just who I am. You know, someone will do something maybe morally or ethically wrong, and, you know, they'll be called out. They'll say, why did you do that? Well, that's just who I am. That's just who I am. Okay, well, by you saying that's just who you are, that just gives you the green card, the okay, thumbs up, that's fine, go for it, like, to just be a dick? It's like, no, you have the power to change. You have the power to change. That is what is up, and that is what I'm just going to keep reminding you about until it's as long as I can, until the day that I transcend into the higher dimensions. I am going to be reminding you that you have the power to change. You are able to do, be, and have anything and everything that you want to create by using your imagination, by visualizing to materialize, by not talking about the things that are going wrong in your life, by talking about the things that you enjoy. Act as if you already have it. Don't lie, but act as if you already have it. Feel. Don't talk about the things that you don't want, and only talk about the things that you do want. You know, it's really true. We've forgotten how to use life's most powerful tool, which is manifesting with our thoughts through visualization and imagination. You know, we totally were misled about the powers of this priceless gift and the knowledge of how to use it. Now you have every avenue you need at your accessibility to use and apply these laws to create anything you want to create. There's nothing else outside of you, baby. It's all in your consciousness. You focus on love, light, well-being. Don't worry about the election. It doesn't matter who gets in. I mean, of course, I'm sure that, you know, I upset a lot of people by saying that. My intention is not to upset you. It's to simply let you know that when you're voting for someone else to control your life, you're giving them your power. Don't vote for the lesser of the two evils. Vote for you. They do not have control over your life. And honestly, no matter who gets in, it's the same people that are the puppet masters at the end of the day. You know, they're Pinocchio and you got Geppetto in the background that's working everything. Everything that, you know, you think you have a vote on. Dude, you don't vote by a ballot. You vote with your consciousness. You vote with your thoughts. You vote with your energy. You vote with your money. You vote with your action. Right? So what are you taking action towards? Are you sitting in a room for 8 hours every single day just for binary numbers on a screen? And I'm not putting you down for doing it. I would never. We all have to make ends meet. What I'm saying is if you don't enjoy doing that, then, you know, visualize to materialize. What's your dream? What's your dream, you know? Be realistic with it too, you know, like you can really be anything. If you are a good musician, you can practice your skills on whatever instrument you play, and you can get with a group of people and you can play some music. You can start playing shows. You can start, you can use social media to your benefit. You can read a book on how to gain followers on social media, how to gain a following. There is a mathematics to it, you know, on how to become a presence in a community. There's absolutely an algorithm to it, but it's a vibrational algorithm. It's a set of steps that you need to take in your mind to assume the responsibility and say, yes, this is who I am and this is what I'm creating. And yes, I have to currently sit behind a desk 8 hours a day, but I can visualize my life, and when I'm outside of the desk, I can visualize, I can take action on those visualizations. And as long as I keep visualizing and manifesting, and hey, maybe I'll even close my eyes for 10 minutes at my desk job and just totally bliss out and feel like I am like I have a show tonight, you know, at the Troubadour, you know, like, it's just think, you know, yeah, man, you already have lined up what you're wishing to experience. It's just a matter of you allow yourself to receive the proper components that are already at your disposal. You know, this is just, it is about reclaiming the power that you have always had and that you will always have through remembering your ability to visualize, to imagine. And it is really, you know, ironic that we were told, you know, get your head out of the clouds, snap out of it. Well, that's like the most powerful tool in the world. Like I said, if we had a class in school on how to visualize and people, you know, were happy people and all they wanted was to visualize abundance, well-being, happiness, health for themselves, their parents, and then eventually they'd realize how we're all connected, and then all people, then everyone would be visualizing for the well-being of all people and the planet. Wow. Now we have some electromagnetic grid changing shit that's happening. Really, really powerful stuff. Hey guys, just wanted to let you know, today's show is brought to you by Ryan's Handyman Service, where one call does it all. From a broken sink or pipe to handcrafted woodwork, interior and exterior painting, electrical repair, fencing, roofing, home inspection repairs, even decorating, and much more. Ryan has had over 17 years of construction experience and is certified in multiple trades across the board. Specializing in building and home repairs, remodels, and renovations, Ryan's Handyman Service will always be there for all your residential and commercial property improvement needs. Also, make sure to check out Ryan's discounts for some of the best deals you will find, hands down. For top-tier quality work at unbeatable prices, Ryan's Handyman Service is your one-stop shop for any and all handyman home repair and overall construction needs. From Santa Barbara to Calabasas, Bel Air to Beverly Hills, and more, Ryan has made a noticeable presence in the community for his outstanding handyman services. For best results, make sure to check out ryanshandymanservice.com or call direct at 805-285-1535. Once again, that's ryanshandymanservice.com or reach him direct, 805-285-1535. Tie up those loose ends around your house or office building. Book your appointment today. Ryan is an awesome guy. He is hands down the greatest handyman I know I've ever met. He's top notch. Has been doing work for years. If you guys have any, you live in California, from literally Santa Barbara to Calabasas, Beverly Hills, and beyond, Ryan's your guy. Awesome stuff. So, I think that, you know, I've hopefully made somewhat of an impact in thought today. My intention, of course, is always to inspire you to, you know, being a greater version of yourself. That's really what it comes down to, is everything we do here is just a reminder that you have at your disposal the ability to be, do, and have anything and everything you could possibly ever wish to experience. Once again, it is a matter, it's a matter of whether you're up to allowing it, whether you're cool to say, all right, universe, I'll ask for it. Why not? Just ask for it. You'll get it. Just ask for it. And stop the resistance, you know? You want $100,000? Just say, universe, higher self, infinite cosmos, in that of which I am, I'd like to receive $100,000 in the physical, tangible reality. I have no resistance towards it. The $100,000 is not going to be the deciding factor whether I am happy or not, right? You can't let these things be the deciding factor whether you're happy or not. They cannot be the compass for your emotions. You need to be the compass for your emotions. Have your alignment first. Know that you can be happy with or without these things. And with that state of mind, you can allow them to manifest. It's the fact that you think you need to have them to be happy which cuts them off from manifesting, because then you're living in the state of lack, because then you're feeling like you don't have it, right? Really interesting stuff, guys. Really interesting stuff. So, what are we going to do after today's show? Well, we're going to visualize to materialize. How are we going to do that? We're going to take a couple minutes out of our day. We're going to close our eyes. And we are going to get a vision in our heads. And we're going to do this every single day. It's going to be a 30-day challenge for 30 days. We're going to check in every week, see how we're doing on the visualizations, if we've kept up with it, if we've slacked on it. All right? Do 30 days of 20 minutes, if you can. If not, 10 minutes minimum of visualization. Take yourself right before bed. Play some nice, you know, meditation music on YouTube or Pandora or whatever. And just visualize yourself experiencing what you wish to experience. You will move towards that reality. It already exists according to quantum law. Also, guys, make sure to pick up a copy of The World Is Yours, The Awakening, The Secrets Behind the Secret, Curtis Lee Thomas. What an awesome guy. What an awesome message. I honestly gotta say, this book changed my life. This book is hands down one of the most informative reading materials that I've ever had the pleasure of owning. And if you guys are looking for just some, you know, you want to take the red pill, you know, the Matrix, you got the red pill or the blue pill. If you want to take the red pill and really dive in and understand what's going on in our world, this is the book for you. And also how to reclaim your power. Like, this is it. So, yeah, guys, we just got to remember, count our blessings, be thankful for everything in our life. Know that we have the power to create. Know that we are the universe expressing a fractal of itself in the physical density. And just give your blessings to all people on this planet. Those that are hurt, that are seeking, that are stuck in fear. We send you love. We send you clarity. Those that are still searching for what they want to do, we send you clarity. We send you unconditional appreciation for all that you are, and we know that everything you want is available to you. It's time to start letting it in. All the unconditional love, light, abundance, happiness, joy, alignment, well-being, laughter, high vibrations from our hearts to yours here on Dave's Good Vibration Station. Make sure to follow us. That's at Good Vibe Station. And of course, check out our September 25th event, Universal Consciousness 1111. Go on Instagram, type in username Universal Consciousness 1111. Get more information on that. It's time to unite the collective consciousness to raise the vibration of Gaia and her inhabitants. And we're doing it today. Each and every day, each and every moment. Love you guys. Thank you. Blessings. See you next Sunday. Namaste. That's the prayer and song with the pudding and proof. Music is the medicine with powers that soothe. Sing the picture of your heart with the color perfumes. Harmonizing with the verses of the absolute. Be an instrument of your love. To be an instrument of your love. Yeah. A vibration massaging station. Melodious inspiration. An instrument of your love. An instrument of your love.